Emotional Bites. It's not therapy, it's a conversation. Ever feel like your reactions are running on autopilot? There's hidden code dictating your feelings and you're hitting Control-Alt-Delete to reboot.
Yeah.
Like, just the other day, I was walking my dog and he loves chasing squirrels, right?
Right.
And this squirrel just stops and stares at him.
Oh.
Not even scared. And for a second, I swear I felt this surge of pride.
Really?
Like, yeah, my dog is that impressive.
Wow.
It was such a weird, unexpected emotional blip,
yeah.
But it made me think about how much goes on beneath the surface, all these unseen forces shaping our reactions.
Well, what's fascinating is that our minds are like an intricate operating system. We have this conscious part, the desktop, where we actively think and make choices, but underneath there's background processes constantly running.
So like when I'm consciously debating whether to have that second cup of coffee, there's a whole other program running behind the scenes potentially influencing my decision.
It's not just random noise either.
Okay.
These unconscious processes form invisible structures, frameworks within us and surrounding us that impact everything from how we see the world to how we connect with others.
Invisible structures. That sounds kind of spooky.
Uh-huh.
Like, are we talking ghosts in the machine here?
Not quite ghosts.
Okay.
But more like underlying blueprints.
Okay.
Think of it this way. If you're building a house, you need a framework, right?
Right.
The foundation, the walls, the beams.
Sure.
Those are the invisible structures that give the house its shape and stability.
Okay, so our minds have these invisible structures too.
Yes.
But instead of wood and concrete, they're made of what? Our experiences.
Yeah.
Our memories.
Exactly. They're built from our past experiences, our beliefs.
Right.
Even cultural norms we've absorbed.
Okay.
And just like a house's framework determines how the rooms are laid out.
Right.
These invisible structures influence how we perceive the world, interact with others, and even experience our own emotions.
So it's like I walk into a room and my invisible structures are already filtering what I see.
Yeah.
Who I notice, how I feel.
Precisely.
Wow.
Imagine two people walking into the same party.
Okay.
One person with a history of feeling socially anxious might immediately zero in on any signs of rejection or judgment.
Oh, yeah.
Another person with a more secure sense of self might focus on the friendly faces and opportunities for connection.
Because their invisible structures are highlighting different details.
Yes.
Like one person's mental spotlight is on potential threats,
mm-hmm.
and the other person's is on positive interactions.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
And it's not just about social situations. These invisible structures impact everything from how we interpret a coworker's email to how we react when our favorite sports team loses.
So these invisible structures are shaping our perceptions.
Yeah.
What else?
They also impact our behavior.
Okay.
How we act and react in different situations.
Okay.
For example, let's say you have a friend who's always late. If your invisible structure around punctuality is very rigid, you might feel constantly frustrated and resentful.
Uh-huh.
But if you have a more flexible framework, you might be more understanding and forgiving.
So even something as simple as being late can trigger different reactions based on our invisible structures.
Absolutely. And it's not just about individual quirks. These structures also influence our emotions, how intensely we feel things, how well we regulate those feelings.
Okay, hold on. So we've got perceptions.
Yeah.
Behaviors, emotions.
They also play a huge role in shaping our identity, our sense of self, and how we relate to others.
Okay, you're blowing my mind here.
Yeah.
Give me an example.
Think about romantic relationships.
Okay.
Let's say someone consistently chooses partners who are emotionally unavailable. This might stem from an invisible structure developed in childhood.
Right.
Where love felt conditional or unpredictable.
So these invisible structures aren't just about how we see the world in this moment.
Right.
They can also carry echoes of our past experiences.
Exactly. And that's why understanding these structures is so crucial.
Okay.
It's like shining a light on the underlying code that's running our lives.
So we can finally become the programmers, not just the program.
Precisely.
Wow.
It's about gaining awareness and then choosing how we want to respond.
Okay, this is getting really interesting.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh no, not another analogy. Just kidding.
Okay.
I'm ready to dive deeper into this.
Great. Because understanding these invisible structures is the first step to creating a more intentional, fulfilling life.
Okay, I'm definitely intrigued by this whole invisible structures concept.
Yeah.
But how do we actually start to see them? Like, they're invisible, right?
Well, it starts with paying attention.
Okay.
Instead of just reacting on autopilot, try to observe your own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors.
Uh-huh.
Notice the patterns, especially the ones that keep repeating. Think of those moments where you have a really strong reaction to something that seems small or insignificant to others.
Right.
That's a clue that there might be an invisible structure at play.
Like my weird pride about my dog staring down a squirrel. Maybe that's connected to, I don't know, some deep-seated need to prove myself.
Yeah.
Or maybe I just really love my dog.
It could be both. The point is to get curious, not to judge yourself.
Okay.
Just notice what comes up and ask yourself, what might be influencing my reaction here?
Okay, so curiosity is key.
Yes.
What else can help us see these invisible structures?
Well, another powerful tool is paying attention to your language.
Okay.
Both how you talk to yourself and how you communicate with others.
Interesting. You're saying our words can offer clues about these unconscious patterns.
Absolutely. The phrases we use, the stories we tell ourselves, those can reveal a lot about our underlying beliefs.
Give me an example.
Let's say someone is constantly saying things like, I'm such a failure, or nothing ever goes right for me.
Right.
That language might be reflecting a deeper belief about their own worthiness or their ability to succeed.
Okay, so negative self-talk can be a sign of an invisible structure at work.
It can be. And it's not just about negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to the patterns in your communication with others, too.
Okay.
Do you find yourself constantly apologizing, even for things that aren't your fault? Or maybe you get defensive easily, even when someone's just offering feedback.
Oh, wow. That hits close to home.
Really?
I definitely have a tendency to over-apologize. It's like I'm always trying to preemptively smooth things over.
Which could suggest an invisible structure around people-pleasing.
Oh.
A belief that your worth depends on keeping everyone else happy.
This is fascinating. It's like our words are these little windows into our unconscious world.
They are. And once you start paying attention, you'll be amazed at what you can learn about yourself just by listening to the language you use.
Okay, so we're becoming detectives.
Yeah.
Noticing patterns, paying attention to language. But what's the next step? How do we actually start changing these invisible structures? Like, can we actually rewire our brains?
That's the exciting part. The brain is remarkably adaptable. We call this neuroplasticity.
Neuroplasticity. So that means we can actually learn and grow throughout our lives, even change deeply ingrained patterns.
Exactly. Every time you learn something new, every time you try a new behavior, you're literally changing the physical structure of your brain.
Wow. So we're not just stuck with the mental hardware we were born with.
Not at all. We have the power to update our software, to choose new thoughts, new words, new actions that align with the person we want to be.
This is giving me hope. But let's get practical.
Yeah.
What are some concrete ways we can start rewiring those invisible structures?
Let's say you're prone to always imagining the worst case scenario. If you miss a deadline at work, your immediate thought might be, I'm going to get fired. But with cognitive reframing, you can challenge that thought.
Okay.
Ask yourself, what's the evidence for this? Is getting fired really the most likely outcome? What's a more realistic or balanced way to view the situation?
So instead of spiraling into anxiety, I can pause, take a breath, and try to find a more helpful perspective.
Exactly. It's not about denying reality or pretending everything's perfect.
Right.
It's about choosing a thought that's more empowering and aligned with your goals.
Okay. Cognitive reframing. That makes sense. But what about those deeper beliefs that shape those invisible structures in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Can we actually change those?
Absolutely. It takes time and effort.
Okay.
But one powerful approach is to practice setting boundaries.
Boundaries. Like saying no to things I don't want to do.
Exactly. Start small.
Okay.
Express your opinion, even if it's different from someone else's.
Right.
Ask for what you need, even if you're afraid to inconvenience someone.
Okay. I can see how that would be powerful.
Yeah.
It's like finally claiming my own space in the emotional ecosystem.
Exactly. And each time you set a boundary, you're challenging those old beliefs that might be holding you back.
Okay. I'm starting to see how this all fits together.
It's about becoming the architect of your own inner world.
Oh, wow.
Understanding the invisible structures, renovating what needs to be updated, and creating a space that truly reflects who you are.
That's an inspiring thought. I'm ready to grab my toolbox and get to work.
That's the spirit. And remember, it's a journey, not a destination.
So we've got our toolbox, we're ready to renovate.
Yes.
But even with the best tools, home improvement can be daunting.
Right.
Are there any other resources or support beams we can lean on in this process of understanding our invisible structures?
Another powerful practice, which might sound counterintuitive,
okay,
is to get curious about other people.
Wait, how does understanding other people help us see our own invisible structures?
Because when we step outside of our own heads and truly engage with others' experiences, it helps us challenge our assumptions and expand our perspectives.
So it's like the more we understand other people's emotional operating systems, the more insights we gain into our own.
Exactly. It's like adding more tools to our emotional debugging toolkit.
I'm starting to see that this whole process of self-discovery is less about fixing ourselves.
Yeah.
And more about expanding our awareness and our capacity for understanding both ourselves and the people around us.
That's beautifully put. It's about becoming more intentional, more compassionate, more connected.
And stay curious.
Yeah.
Because exploring those emotional bites can lead to some fascinating downloads.
Couldn't agree more. You never know what hidden gems you might uncover in the process.